Chapter 19, The Dutch Couple. Probably the most significant thing that happened to me during my stay in Paris, though I didn't know it at the time, was meeting this really cool Dutch couple, who I guess were about in their 20s and who were staying in the same hotel as I was, and meeting those two that day would end up changing the course of my entire life, sort of similar to that travel agency visit that day in Chicago. I guess you could say that they were a boyfriend and girlfriend fashion photography team, sort of starting out, and they were putting their photography portfolio together, and they needed to take test shots of models, and I was a model working on my model portfolio, and I needed test shots for my portfolio as well, and they offered to take free test shots of me for our respective portfolios, and I was all in. So we went out and did our little production as we ran around Paris making some art. I'm so lucky to have met them to have gotten these fabulous shots of me that you see here and that I treasure. The other thing that occurred that day, even more important than the shots themselves, is something that they said to me while we were shooting. They said, "Brad, if you ever get a chance to go to Singapore, do it. It's the coolest place." And do you know that that one little sentence would change the entire course of my life? Because not long after shooting those test shots with that Dutch couple that day, I landed a big modeling job that was a cigarette ad that paid a few thousand dollars. And with that money, I would end up moving to Singapore simply because of that one little statement. But again, I had the right attitude, and I can't express that enough. I was strictly go with the flow, let go, let God, so to speak. And really, it was my attitude at that time that opened the door for amazing things like Singapore to happen. I mean, I had an open mind, and I was very adventurous, so I went. And the reason that I said that that ended up changing the course of my life is because I ended up falling in love with Southeast Asia and still live here today as I type these words from Thailand some 35 years later, and all because of that one little sentence that was spoken to me that day in Paris by that Dutch couple. I've come to the conclusion that life is chock full of miracles when you have the right attitude and can just let go and let God. Here are a few of the photos that we took that day in Paris sometime in 1985. Enjoy. End of chapter.